You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at DanFeldmanNBA. Today's episode is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The Pistons lost 87-77 to the Hornets yesterday. I have an idea of what the one big stat was. Stan Van Gundy has a different idea about what the one big stat was. Let's start with mine. The Pistons were 0 for 12 on wide open threes. That's wide open as classified by NBA.com, where the defender is a certain distance away. I believe it's about 6 feet. 0 for 12. Sometimes the Pistons are going to make more of those. They're never going to make less, but sometimes, quite often, they will make more. The Pistons are a streaky three-point shooting team. Because they're a team of streaky three-point shooters. They'll have some guys who have good runs, some guys who have bad runs, maybe some confidence issues, maybe some rhythm issues. They don't really have anybody who can say, yep, you can always depend on him to knock down the open shot. But they have several players who can have very nice games from beyond the arc. Sometimes it's going to go bad for everybody all at once. The fact that the Pistons were playing on a back-to-back probably had some influence into that. You know, some tired legs that can affect shots. But they were getting a decent number of open shots, 12 of them wide open, and several more that were classified as just open. But 12 that were wide open, and they missed all of them in a 10-point loss. I think that's something that could swing the game if it goes another way, and I don't see a clear reason why that couldn't go another way. As the common phrase goes, it's a make-or-miss league. That's the reality of it. Some nights you're going to make shots, some nights you're going to miss. When you make shots, you're probably going to win. And so sometimes I think getting into the other details, yeah, there's other important things. We're going to address those. But on the very basic level, it is a make-or-miss league, and that's about all there is to it. Stan Van Gundy had a different idea about the number one stat, and what he looked at was that the Pistons were 5 of 8 from the free throw line, and the Hornets were 21 of 29. 29 attempts to 8. That's where he saw the difference was. Now, Van Gundy's pretty outspoken. He's not shy about blaming his players when they deserve blame. He's not shy about blaming himself when he deserves blame. And he's definitely not shy about blaming the referees when they deserve blame. Yeah, he didn't say it was the officiating. He kind of talked a little bit around it about how the Pistons need to do a better job of drawing free throws and defending without fouling, and how as they grow as a team, they might get more respect from the officials. That was as close as he came to complaining, but he kept bringing it up in his post-game press conference, and you can see the clear message that he was not happy with the officiating, and I agree somewhat that a difference of 29 attempts to 8 is probably too great for how that game was played, but the Hornets deserved an advantage. They were better at attacking the rim, Kemba Walker especially. Yeah, he didn't have all of those free throws by himself. He was just 5 of 6 from the line, which is still a nice number. But his ability to attack got the Pistons defense tilted, got guys out of position, had the Pistons fouling. Nobody on Detroit was that as aggressive as a driver like that. And we'll talk more about the point guard play in a minute. But just overall, the Pistons did not drive with that aggressiveness. And the Pistons were ready to counter Kemba Walker. They were pretty aggressive themselves defensively, which is some of what led to the problems with fouling. They asked Andre Drummond to be a little bit more aggressive on the pick and roll. And sometimes he got caught too high up, which was okay. That had its benefits. That cut off some drives at the point of attack. There were definitely positives to that. This could have gone worse if the Pistons didn't play the strategy. And keep in mind, the game was 87-77. It was a real low-scoring game for both teams. The Pistons defended well enough to win. They just didn't score well enough. So the Pistons' defensive scheme worked. It's just that the offense wasn't enough. So we are going to look a little bit at the defensive scheme still and what the Pistons could have done better, or where they had shortcomings, where they had this trade-off. So they asked Drummond to be more aggressive. Well, that left him too high too often, not in position to protect the rim. And that's how the Hornets were getting some looks inside or drawing fouls when the Pistons were sent scrambling. The Hornets still scored 36 points in the paint to the Pistons 42. A big part of the Pistons having the advantage there was having Andre Drummond. But for the Hornets to have that total, yeah, they were getting inside in a way that the Pistons weren't. So I agree with Van Gundy that, yes, this was a factor. It just wasn't my number one factor. We're going to talk a little bit more about this game and some other things going on. Those were, I think, the two big stats, the two big things happening. But we can still look at the smaller things and what they mean to the future. But first, I want to talk to you about BetDSI.com. Do you love basketball? Are you ready to get into the action? Check out BetDSI.com. BetDSI has been in business over 20 years. It's a top-rated business, and it's safe. BetDSI.com has a great basketball schedule. Sign up today and get $10 for free to try their service. BetDSI is also offering a 100% bonus on your first deposit. BetDSI.com features great customer service, fast and easy payments of winning, and hundreds of football and basketball wagers to choose from. BetDSI even has live in-game wagering on all football, basketball, and other major sporting events. You can play virtually everything at BetDSI. Go to BetDSI.com now. That's BetDSI.com. Go there now and use the promotion code PISTONS10. That's PISTONS10. And that promotion code PISTONS10 will get you your free wager. Start winning today. The Pistons aren't going to start winning today. Hopefully, they're going to start winning tomorrow. But what can they do to get there? Well, they can keep getting performances like they got from Andre Drummond last night. He had 26 points and 20 rebounds. He was left, I think, out of position a little bit defensively, not necessarily through his own fault, just because the Pistons were asking a lot of him. And for the most part, I think he did a nice job. Again, the Hornets only scored 87 points. The Pistons' defensive rating was sharp. They held the Hornets to 86 points per 100 possessions. That would be a bottom in the league offense by far. The Pistons did enough defensively. Drummond did enough. He was very good on the glass. It just wasn't enough because of the lackluster offense. And a lot of that offensive problem stemmed from Reggie Jackson playing his first back-to-back since he was brought back from his injury. And you could notice the difference. He got fatigued. He ran out of gas at the end. He played just 26 minutes. Was so-so at best in those minutes. Wasn't very good. But for somebody who's still working his way back, he was so-so. Ish Smith could not pick up the slack tonight. He shot just 1-for-7. And when the Hornets didn't have to respect his shot at all, that's why him probing didn't get the Hornets' defense tilted in the same way that Charlotte got the Pistons' defense. So there was a lot of breakdown from the point of attack there, and then just nobody else stepped up. The first player you look at, just because he made a display of it, was Marcus Morris. He ran off the court in the first quarter into the tunnel. If you're curious about what was going on there, he clarified that he was sick. Hopefully he's feeling a little bit better when the Pistons play the Timberwolves tomorrow. But nobody else really stepped up. Tobias Harris was 0-for-7 on three-pointers. KCP was 1-for-4. The bench was pretty lackluster. It just was not the overall effort to get this done against a pretty good Hornets team. As I tried to warn before, the Hornets are better when they have Marvin Williams in the lineup. They're better when they're not playing their fourth game in 5 nights. So this was a different type of game. The Pistons were the team on the back-to-back, and it showed. Another note from the Pistons world, Spencer Dinwiddie, remember him? He signed with the Nets today. He reportedly got a partial guarantee, which, good for him. The Pistons drafted Dinwiddie. He was actually Stan Van Gundy's first draft pick because the Pistons lost their first rounder that year as part of the disastrous Ben Gordon trade to the Hornets to clear room to sign Josh Smith. Just a real mess. So Dinwiddie was the Pistons draft pick. He didn't really do much in Detroit. He struggled with his shot, and then you can't be productive as a point guard in this league when he was shooting so poorly, but he seemed well-liked and somebody people wanted to root for. The Pistons traded him to the Bulls for Cameron Bairstow. Neither player had any salary guarantees, and both wound up getting cut. Pretty meaningless trade, but it was a little curious that the Pistons would make it. It seemed like Dinwiddie was the better prospect to have, even if neither were likely to make either team, that I'd rather have Dinwiddie in training camp and see what you can get. It seems like the most logical explanation for that trade was the Pistons sort of knew that Dinwiddie wasn't going to make the team and just wanted to do right by him, send him to a situation where he had a better chance, a team that might have had a use for him. And before some other trades, maybe the Bulls would have made him their third point guard. He wound up getting cut, and now he goes to the Nets. The Pistons can feel a little better about this. There was a little bit of concern at one point that the Pistons had helped out a division rival, a team that they might be jockeying with for playoff position, by giving them Dinwiddie. Well, thankfully it's not that. He's with the Nets. Now we can root for Dinwiddie without any conflict. The Nets are not going to make the playoffs this year. They're not competing with the Pistons. So if Dinwiddie plays well for them, that's just a nice thing for him. Nothing the Pistons need to worry about. Not sure the Pistons need to worry too much about their upcoming schedule, and that's what we'll get into tomorrow. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our four-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our two-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.